Was she over the top? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. You notice the film industry has been trying to do its best to depress us lately?
No Country for Old Men.
Yeah, that movie just made me want to curl up in the basement and self-medicate. But what's really been sweeping the nation lately is, of course, something completely different. It's the Barack Obama hope machine, those huge rallies packed with young people swept up in the enthusiasm. And with a week to go before those primaries in Ohio and Texas, it's clearly driving Hillary Clinton nuts. So she's got ads in Ohio showing her fighting for middle-class jobs.
She's fighting for America's middle class.
Time to level the playing field against the special interests.
She's got ads in Texas, where she's rolling up her sleeves.
In Texas, when there's work to be done, talk doesn't cut it. You gotta roll up your sleeves, stand your ground.
And yet, everywhere she goes, all she hears is hope, 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 until finally, at a town meeting in Rhode Island on Saturday, she made it clear she'd had enough of Barack's happily ever after speeches.
The sky will open, the light will come down, celestial choirs will be singing, and everyone will know we should do the right thing, and the world will be perfect.
I believe she was mocking him. Critics, of course, called it over the top, but I don't know. I don't think it was over the top. This would be over the top.
Come, my little friends, as we all sing a happy little working song.
She didn't go that far.
Oh!
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.